Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
I guess it's at this time when Chris Jim's out that I really start to miss him. You know,
we're halfway done. I saw you were texting. Were you texting him?
Yeah, he's just trying to, you know, wake
up. What
are
you doing?
What you doing?
Heart broken.
Hey, boo.
A cracked heart.
Yeah. Hey, boo. We're just sitting here doing the show.
We're doing the show without you. Are you awake?
Yeah. We miss you so much.
Sitting here cleaning up cat puke.
Yeah. He does it.
Well, we know he doesn't drink coffee, so I wonder what he enjoys in the morning. A little tea?
Probably.
Yeah, probably some sort of
nice cup of tea.
Something. He's sitting there. Yeah, a broken heart emoji was used. Like, you're not here. You know, a little tear coming down my Bitmoji's face. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I have you guys and Lisa Lanier to try.
I know it's not the same.
That's right.
You know, it's not the
same. We're trying.
I know, thank you. But, you know, you got your brother going. That's my brother.
Wife.
No.
Whatever.
He's not my wife. He's my brother.
Yes. He's your father wife.
Mother, wife,
I
guess brother, wife.
Do all of those things.
Brother,
he can be all of those things for me. I warned Lisa he's not here. I was afraid she was going to say, "Well, then I'm not coming on either. I'm not going to be part of this without Kristen." But she's here, Lisa Lanier. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I know you all miss him so, but it'll be okay.
We do.
Lisa.
Let me ask you this, Lisa. Now, earlier this week, I had a fight with my friend. He was not on my side on this. In fact, no one was, and neither is law apparently. But it has been declared now that the Kentucky Derby horse race last year, it was won by Medina Spirit, and that horse was being investigated as soon as it was over. They interviewed Bob Baffert, to which I said, "Baffert, straight arrow guy, love
best
it.
In the
no
biz,
one better, the best in the business." And they interviewed him, and while they were interviewing him, apparently Medina Spirit had, like, the sweats and was real jittery, and they were like, something's wrong. Something's going on with this horse.
Let's get that horse to pee in a cup.
So,
trying to bite its own tail.
Right. They investigated that horse. It's taken 8 months. Something came back a little funny about the investigation. Now, finally, they have said, okay, this horse was on drugs. Now the horse has died, Medina Spirit. So Mandaloon is your 2021 Kentucky Derby winner. Because Mandaloon finished second. I said, well, if I've got a racing ticket that says I bet on Mandaloon or had Mandaloon as part of my trifecta or whatever it might be, how about I win a little cash here? But every caller said, no. However it is on the day of the race, that's how it is. Lisa, what can you tell us about this? Can I be right? Can I collect money if I've got Mandaloon?
Yeah, well, there is some adventurous lawyer out there who's trying to make that argument. He's actually filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of 19 bettors who put their money on Mandaloon, but the law is not on his side, and it would have to be a huge reversal of all precedent, and it would go against the betting rules that everybody agrees to, because the betting rules are very clear in this type of racing that the race is declared within a few minutes after the race finishes, it's declared. Mm-hmm. And that is what determines the winnings. And even if that changes, it's too bad because they've already dispersed all that money and they're not going to go back. What this lawyer's doing that's a unique argument is he's saying, look, we're not asking for you to go back and claw back that money from all those winners. We're just asking you to also compensate the true winners, which is not how it works, but he's trying to make this novel argument. I don't think he's going to win. One of the reasons that it is this way is because these disputes can drag out for years. There was a really famous dispute in 1968 where something similar happened. Drug use allegations ended up changing the winner of the Derby. It took 4 years for that to be litigated, and it went back and forth and back and forth with reversals. Sometimes one horse would win, sometimes the other horse would win. So you have to have a way to demarcate when to pay the money, and that is, and everybody wants to win at right when they're there. They go spend their $20 in the bar, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, well, see, that's what I said. Isn't it all put on a card now or whatever? And we got callers saying, no, it's straight cash a lot of times. You just get the cash payout. You want it that day.
Yeah, and they can't trace it. And it's a huge tradition in horse racing. If you lost, you tear up your ticket.
Then
who's going to be able to prove that they bet on the now winning horse?
I'll tell you, though, I feel like the lawyer is right, and even with the time of it, I think what they should do now, if it's under investigation, you say, sorry, we're not giving you your money. Because then we knew pretty quickly that they were going to investigate this horse. They had a problem with the horse.
He's still running. He's like, doing another lap.
Like Forrest Gump, he runs out of the stadium.
He did it again. He just kept on going. You know what it led to, though, Lisa, was an embarrassing moment for me. We had a caller earlier this week we talked a lot about this, and the caller said, well, I know something about horse racing, And unfortunately, I stuck my foot in my mouth. I'm just going to let you hear the exchange.
Yeah, hi there. I'm like a huge fan.
Thank you.
Of racing.
Oh. All right.
That hurts.
Thank you. Yes.
That hurts. You expect nothing less.
Well, now people come up to me and say, I'm a huge fan. And I go, thank you of
Chris Dim.
Yes. It's a real issue, Lisa, I'm telling you. So you don't see this lawyer winning, though. You don't see him reversing all this because of the timing of it mostly, right?
Right. And this may continue to be appealed. I mean, Medina Spirit, even though the horse is dead, the owner says that absolutely this horse did not ingest any drugs, but that from a cream, that they didn't know that this drug was in the cream. They rubbed the horse down with a cream and it absorbed.
Yeah.
And sometimes some drugs do absorb very quickly through the skin. So if that's the case, I think they may even get it reversed again. So we'll see. I don't know how hard they'll fight it, though, with the horse dead. Because one of the big reasons you want to be the winner is, you know, you want to for your horse.
For your stud fee. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He can't help you now. He could help if they got something off of him before he died, right?
Yeah, it might have.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. I'm using a lot of cream on my painful rectal itch, and I can tell you, it goes into your system very, very quickly.
Really quick?
I know this. I would test positive for God knows what these days that I've
rubbed. How are you doing at the gym? You're running faster?
Oh, yeah. Just keep on running.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's your stud fee?
He's done studding. He's already been put out to pasture.
Exactly. Second story, lawyer up. And this has a Hollywood angle to it. Brad Pitt has sued his ex, Angelina Jolie. They owned a winery together, Chateau Miraval.
Right.
Oh, I hate Chris Dim's not here for
this. Yeah, this is right up his alley.
And,
yeah, totally up his alley.
Brad Pitt found out in October of last year, Angelina Jolie sold her part of it. And he says, wait a minute, you can't sell your part of it without checking with me first. And I was supposed to be the owner of this winery. So he is literally suing her, his ex, to try and get back the profits from the winery. How does this work, Lisa? Could she not sell it? Wasn't it in her name? What's going to happen here?
So he alleges that they had a formal agreement that neither party would sell without giving, you know, without the approval of the other. In other words, it's sort of like a right of first refusal. So that way, she had 40% of it.
Okay.
They bought it, I think, early in their relationship. They actually married there. They got married there. And the family lived there for a while. It has a beautiful castle on it. And that's what she sold. She sold the house because her part of it had the house on it. But here's what she did that was a real dig was she sold it to his fiercest competitor in the area.
Oh.
So now he's got a 40% ownership with his biggest competitor in the area. So if he truly had it in writing the way he claims, then I think he'll be able to void the sale. She apparently has also, according to Pitt, been profiting from it. I don't know. It didn't say in any of the stories. I couldn't tell if she's still been getting the profits, even though this other person now owns it or what. But he's also trying to get some profits back. But for sure, the big issue that he's most interested in is voiding this sale. And if it was in writing, I think he's got a good chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
Angie.
Boy, she's really vindictive, isn't she?
Well, why did she stick it to him? So what's going on here? What did he do to her?
Well, they don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't. There was a lot of allegations at the end.
Well, this is not shocking.
He drank a lot.
Drank, and he was abusive.
Well, he smoked a lot of weed, okay? We know that for sure. Mm-hmm.
I think she was alleging that he abused the kids or something when he was drunk.
Oh, I remember that. That's right. I've always... you know, it may be absolutely true, but I've always thought of him as such a good guy. And I don't know why. You know, I have no idea. I don't know him before.
Off the movies.
Yeah, exactly right.
I picture him walking in like, Angie, Angie, and somebody else on the couch. Oh, she sold it to me.
But you're my biggest rival.
That's right.
Yes, I am.
What?
That's a weird situation. He owns 60%. The other guy owns 40%, and they hate each other.
Yeah.
They're not together on that. So that's strange. The story that does not involve celebrity, a woman who owns a Texas daycare has said she has to shut down. She does it out of her house. Her name's Bianca King, and her house is on a golf course. So the golfers say, these kids are so loud, I can't make my putts.
Dang.
So they are shutting her down, and she's like, this is my way to make a living. I can't be shut down. Does she have legal resource here because she's a single mom and saying, I'm trying to make some money here and can't do it because of you snobby golfers? What are your thoughts on it, Lisa Lanier?
It's tough for her because this neighborhood does not have a homeowners association, even though it's a country club or the golf course. It's an older one that was sort of developed before HOAs were such a popular way to try to keep uniformity and quiet and all that kind of good stuff. Mm. So this little neighborhood says, that they rely on the town, the city, to enforce these very strict codes that they have. And it's very, very strict. So COVID hit. She had a job outside the home. COVID hit. She lost her job. She got laid off. She had to make money. So she starts this home daycare. She's licensed by the state. Everything is legit. But like you said, these golfers, one of whom is the former mayor of the town, who lives in the neighborhood, they're complaining about the noise. And also, they say, you know, she has all these colorful plastic toys and things that are ugly right there at the eighth hole, and they don't like it. So she's lost two levels so far. She the second level she appealed it to was the Board of Adjustments. And in that case, the current mayor testified on her behalf, and she still lost. This is a very, very onerous zoning policy that they have. It gives 19 reasons for the city to deny a person a home business. So where these things get a legal challenge, where they face a legal challenge, one of the things that the court looks at is reasonableness. The other is whether it's vague. And 19 points is not vague whatsoever. Right. So I think they're going to win on that point. But I think there's a lot of public sentiment around the fact that, you know, she's really not doing anything that's terrible, and that it's pretty reasonable for her to do it. So she's going to keep appealing it, and she has, I think, a pro bono attorney through some nonprofit organization. So she's going to keep fighting it. But it usually these things go the way of the city.
This is going to be surprised by this. I'm on her side over the snobby rich golfers.
Yeah,
really?
I am.
I feel like there's more than just the kids, too. It sounds like they don't like...
They don't like the toys
the
out
decor,
in the yard.
But there's no HOA, so there's no HOA to tell her you have to put these things away. And the golfers coming through. I mean, this is her business. She look at what she's gone through. Single mother who had a job but lost it due to COVID. Instead of like relying on the government to pay her, she started a business. You know, that's what we want people to do. And she's punished for it. I don't like it. Like you said, there's public sentiment for it. I don't fight for the little guy much.
I don't want to see that when I'm chipping up on eight.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the plastic. I don't want to see the plastic pony.
That's right.
I don't see any of that.